Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yushalmi Peah Daf Yurches. We are starting about the fourth line with the word Shlulis, and in the Vilna Sursa Daf, it's Yud Alef Amud Aleph near the bottom with that same word Shlulis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basab Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Gemara continues explaining all the divisions listed in the Mishnah of what's considered dividing a field. Then now it's two separate fields, and that means that each field has to have its own Peah taken off of it. The Gemara says Shlulis, an irrigation channel of water going through a field. Kol shehi mashaches. That's only if it's mashaches, which means if there's water flowing through it, then it's considered to be dividing this field. However, nachel, if we're dealing with a stream or a river, if you will, afal pi she'ena mashach, even though there might not currently be water in it, it's still considered division because it's wider. Now the Gemara continues talking about the next cases in the Mishnah. Mikivin the tanina derech hayachid derech harabim matzurcha. Since the Mishnah taught that a derech hayachid, a private road, which we said is 4 amos wide, that's considered division in the field. So why does Mishnah have to say derech harabim, a public road which is 16 amos wide, is considered division? Of course it is. So my answer is no. Meimar lecha afilu derech harabim eino mafsik leilon el gader. I'll tell you the chiddush is for the seif of the Mishnah, which means really the next Mishnah, that a derech harabim is not mafsik when we're dealing with an orchard with a field of trees. The only thing that's mafsik is a gader, is a fence. Meaning you're right. In this Mishnah, we don't need to say that a derech harabim is considered mafsik. We already said that a derech hayachid is mafsik. The reason why it's taught is to emphasize that when we're dealing with a sdei ilon, even if we have a public road going through it, that's not considered hafsik. The only thing that is a fence. And the Gemara continues, Mikivin de Tanin and Shvil Hayachid, Shvil Harabim Matzurcha. Once the Mishnah told us that a Shvil Hayachid, a private pathway, which we had said was like a little footpath, that's considered a division. Why do we have to say that Shvil Harabim is considered a division? Obviously it is. It's much wider. So Gemara answers, L'hoitzias HaKavua B'maisachama V'enei Kavua B'maisachashamim. It's coming to exclude something which is Kavua, meaning it's a set path during the summer, but it's not during the winter. In other words, the Mishnah is emphasizing that a Shvil, a footpath, is only considered a division in a field if it's used both during the winter and during the summer. And that's whether it's a Shvil HaYachid or a Shvil HaRabim. And the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah we had said, Habur v'Hanir v'Zera Acher, all these things are considered a division in a field. Remember, a bur was just unplowed land, it was just plain regular land that they didn't have anything done to it. Nir, we said, was plowed land, and Zera Acher was a different species planted in the middle of this field. All those are considered a division. Now it seems to be that we have Machlokes. Rav Amarav says, Bur v'Nir base Raiva. Then in order for a bur and Nir to be considered a division in a field, they have to be the size of a base Raiva. What's a base raiva? So it's an area of land where a raiva, a quarter of a kav of seed, can be planted. And that's a little bit more than 100 amis. It's about 104 amis. However, v'zera acher, when we're dealing with a different species planted in the middle of this field, afilu kol shehu, even if it's a tiny strip of a different species, that's still considered a hefsek, a division in the field. Rabbi Yochanan says, bor v'nir v'zera acher, all three of these have the same shear. B'shloisha tolamim shal pasiach. It has to be as wide as 3 rows of pasiach. Tolamim are rows, and pasiach literally means groundbreaking plowing, when they would break the ground for the first time, meaning plow a field for the first time, so the rows were spaced a little bit wider apart than when they would plow in order to plant. And this is how we measure if a bor, nir, or zera acher are considered a division. It has to be as wide as 3 rows of this pasiach, which is a total of 2 amis. But now the Gemara says, ma upalig, what, do you want to say that they're arguing? They're not arguing, meaning Rav and Rabbi Yochanan agree. It's just that ma de ma Rav, that which Rav was talking about, was b'chi of peo, when the zera acher that's planted in the middle of this field is something that's chayv in Peah. For example, you have a field of wheat and there's a strip of beans planted in the middle. That strip of beans is chayv in Peah, so it could be kol shehu. Whereas Yud Chasam Beis on top, Umad Demar Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan said, that it all has to do with it being 2 amos wide, that's Biptur Peah, when we're dealing with something that's Pater in Peah. If the Zera Acher, which is planted in the middle, is Pater in Peah, like most vegetables we know are Pater in Peah, so then the width has to be 2 amos. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? V'hatani Bur V'nir Chayavim B'Peah? Did we say that Bur and Nir are chayv in Peah? We're not just talking about Zera Acher, we're also talking about Bur and Nir. And Rav and Rabbi Yochanan's shiurim differ on bur and nir as well, and that has nothing to do with the chiyuv of peah. So the Gemara provides a different answer. Min ma da amar Rav, that which Rav was talking about is besad de beninus, when we're talking about an average size field. And min ma da amar Rabbi Yochanan, that which Rabbi Yochanan was talking about was bechamishim al shtayim, a field which is 50 by 2 amis. Now that doesn't mean that it's actually 50 by 2 amis. That's just an example so we can have the size of the field. 50 by 2 amis is 100 square amis, which we said is a base raiva. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a small field which is only a base raiva. So we can't say that the division in the field has to be a base raiva. The whole field is a base raiva. Therefore, the division is something smaller. It's kishlosh etlamim shel pasiach, which is 2 amis, meaning there has to be some width to this division, a minimum of 2 amis, but it doesn't have to be as big as a base raiva. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continuing to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.